now famous, completely famous. That is the Larry's Loser Orchestra, folks. What talent they have. And speaking of talent, I want to call out Mr. Kenny G. Remember Kenny G? He's in there somewhere. He auditioned. He got a little cocky on me, so I put him in at second chair, alto saxophone. Not first. I said, listen, Mr. Sister, you're going to have to earn your feather boa stripes in the Larry's Loser Orchestra, just like everyone else. So if you're wondering where Kenny G's been, he's been right here working for it. He's in there working it towards first chair with Lair. So there they are. There they are. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, gosh, thank you. Anywho, welcome to our third episode of Loser Talk with Lair. Losing a little more than just weight. Little more, it's a lot more than just weight. Losing a lot more than just weight. We have been trending on Podbeam as new and noteworthy. We have downloads in Germany, Austria, France, the UK, Canada. The reception has been overwhelming, and I'm so glad you are connecting with my stories and understanding my journey, and I'm hoping as it helps to heal me, it will bring some of you along the healing path too. Keep talking to me and finding me on Instagram as Larry's Losers 22, The Evolution of Larry on Facebook, where you can ask me to join our private, exclusive Larry's Losers VIP group, where you can discover new, fun, and exciting ways to connect with our loser family and with me. Also, don't forget to keep liking the podcast wherever you are listening and downloading. Rate it, review it, all the fun stuff. And if you are feeling generous, you can gift or donate there. There's a link to my Venmo on here and Facebook if you think the Lair podcast is something you'd like to support to help it keep on trucking. I just wanted to say keep on trucking. Keep on trucking. I haven't said that for a while. Here's a question. Have you ever failed a diet? Okay, I tried not to laugh too hard when I asked that. Have you ever failed a diet? Of course you've failed a diet. We've all failed a diet. We've failed many diets many times in our lives, right? The interesting part is most of us don't know why. We just keep doing it over and over again. So if I were to ask you, why have you failed diets so many times in your life, what would your answer be? By the time this podcast is over, you will have an answer, maybe, and it might shock you. I've always been a perfectionist in almost anything I do. I remember back in school, I had to have A's, straight A's. If I got B's, or God forbid worse, which let me tell you, that hardly ever happened, obsession would kick in, and immediately the situation would be corrected, so the grade would rise for the class. I was always involved in music. Music is my love. Music was and is my life. And everything I did with music had to be perfect. I was very proud of that, and it helped me escape me. I wanted to make sure everyone liked me. Constantly making everyone laugh, distracting them from my looks and my actions. I never really wanted them looking at me. Although I craved their attention and love, I didn't want them to see the real me because deep down I was scared of the real me. I hated the real me. I knew if they found out the real me, they would reject me like my father did when he left us when I was 3. But there was more to the story here, though.
It was bigger than when he left me at 3. It was bigger than that. I was protecting myself with a fat curtain. I was ugly. I didn't want anyone to really see me, who I truly was deep down. I lived in a rural Indiana small town, red state, pure white, straight cornfield, and I am gay. No one to talk to. No one would understand or accept me. The thing is, I didn't try to do weird things and not be myself. I mean, I had girlfriends per se, but I didn't go out of my way to try to be hyper straight and try to cover up. I just continued to be Lair. I continued to hate the fact I wasn't perfect like everyone else around me. I was defective. I wouldn't have the perfect life of family and kids. Life had to be different for me, and I finally realized that I was okay, and ultimately, that was beautiful. I found my own way, and I went to Boston and found lots of people like me, creative and gay and straight and all walks of life, that accepted me and lived and loved and didn't care. It was the land of Oz. It helped me start to put the puzzle of Lair together. I continued to gain and lose weight. I've lost over 100 pounds 4+ times in my life. I worked for Nutrisystem in Boston. All that time, still dieting and hating myself, punishing myself to lose weight, thinking I had to be in pain to get results. Had to starve to see loss on the scale. Had to have pain from activity to see loss on the scale. Was a horrible person, and something was wrong with me if the scale didn't say what I wanted it to say. That whole yo-yo of crap constantly. Went through bouts of eating disorder, of not eating, working all day, maybe a baked potato here and then beer all night after work, no sleep, working all day and evening and then partying all night with beer again and no food, passing out, size 31 waist at 6'4 tall. I was so sick, but I was pretty. Let me tell you, I was pretty. 6'4 and 31 waist, honey, walking around. I still felt that ugly, fat kid that was scared of being discovered. As I got older, which means my parents got older, my dad, who is my stepfather since I was 5, got sicker with heart problems. I was living about an hour and a half away, working and drinking, constantly stressing, like I always do with my anxiety. Excuse me. And mom needed help with dad, so I started gathering my senses and started realizing I had priorities with mom. Mom was number one, so I left work, left it all behind, and moved home to help her with doctor's appointments and full-time care with him as he had his second open-heart surgery. As we went through that, I gained 150 pounds. The stress of caretaking is no joke, but I'm so glad I was able to help her so she could rest and get away. It was rough, but we were able to keep him home, and that's where he passed, as he wished. There I was, knock, knock, knocking on 400 pounds. Heaviest I had ever been. Had all kinds of medical problems and diagnoses and medications. I was swollen. There literally was a death halo around me. I was disgusted with myself, hated myself still. Still the same old Lair, so nothing changed. None of that was new. I had a choice to make, just continue and let it end this way, or fight, make a change. Well, if you know Lair, I've never been one to sit around and let things happen to me. Remember last week's podcast? I let life happen for me. I create my own opportunities. I knew I needed to get it together to be there for mom as she was getting older and someday she would need me. So I signed up for Weight Watchers. I approached it like I've approached everything else in my life. A diet. Perfection. I let the scale control. I let the food control me. Every week on Friday, the scale was going to determine if I was a good boy or a bad boy. And in the studio, there was such a production when I'd weigh in. And if I was good, I'd sit in the workshop and plan my celebration afterwards, not listening to the technique. Or if I was bad, I'd sit in the workshop and pout, so angry with myself, hating myself, not listening to the technique. Continuing the cycle of not learning, not caring, ignoring me with the fat curtain, I found success in the very beginning using my perfectionism. Every day, I made sure I used my allotted points. As WW allowed, I had 72 points a day. I was perfect. I didn't use 73 or 71. Every day for 6 months, I used 72 points. I tracked everything perfectly. I was perfect, and I lost 50 pounds, and I got so sick of tracking and being perfect and the points and all of it, I just quit doing it. I didn't quit WW. I quit tracking. This is the one time I didn't quit on Lair. I quit eating healthy. I quit all of it except going to the workshops. Somewhere deep down, I knew that all of it, if I still continued with the community, that at some point it would finally click. I went every week, every Friday I weighed, every Friday I gained. I did not care. I knew this was a process that I needed to go through. Finally, I was learning something. Eventually, I started tracking again, but this process helped me slowly see that perfect doesn't exist. I was learning this. Slowly, my eyes were opening. I still wasn't there yet, but that was another step on the journey to getting there. Then boom, the world ended. Pandemic hit. World shut down. By this time, I'm working for Weight Watchers as a coach. We have to immediately learn how to do everything on Zoom. So all of the real-life drama of Lair weighing in on Friday, that's not a thing anymore. There's no one to cheer me on. Now wait, I don't even have a scale at home. So yeah, had to order a scale real quick. So the dramatics of weigh-in day are not there anymore. It was so strange. Well, it's just me, my Jack Russell Terrier that you probably just heard bark a while ago. His name's Wrigley, my cat Cuddles. And apparently there's this killer virus coming for us. And all you're telling me is I can have donuts and pizza and potato chips and all of it delivered now? Well, sign me up. And boy, did they sign me up. So I rapidly gained 40 pounds. And here we go again. And you're thinking, will you shut up? You're ready to turn this thing off because you can't hear this anymore. And I don't blame you. That's how I felt. I felt like, stop the madness. I can't do this anymore. I will not continue this dieting and worrying about weight and food and blah, blah, blah. I can't do it anymore. I have to take care of mom if she gets sick. And this won't do it. So I thought, what can I do differently this time that I haven't done all those other times? What can be different now than I've done differently the rest of my entire life? And it slapped me across the face. What if I started loving myself instead of hating myself? What if I started accepting myself instead of denying myself existence? What if I started living and even realized that I deserve that? What if I came out from behind this fat curtain and started showing everybody that Larry deserves to be here? But then the question is, how does that even happen? How do I get there? So I said, start telling yourself, I love you, Larry, in the mirror every day. Now, you don't understand what that means. This guy couldn't even look in a mirror or a window or anything that reflects wrapping paper. Let me tell you, it was horrible. It made me sick to see myself at anything. I could not do it. And I know there's a lot of you out there that feel the same way right now. So just doing that would be hard. But saying, I love you to me, it was laughable. It was for a few months, but then after I did it for a while, every day I made myself do it. Chills and tears came over me. And then finally, I started believing it. And let me tell you something. When I started believing it, the perfectionism started vanishing slowly over time as I started liking and loving myself. This is a lifelong process. It's going to be a work in progress every day. But the control of the food and the scale and all those things continue to fall away. As the weight came off, and most importantly, my mindset shifted, I was giving up things I couldn't control, giving up the perfectionism. This is where Larry's Losers, losing a lot more than just weight, came about. This is when God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I can't control kicked in. And all the work I had put into the last few years leading up, Mom is diagnosed with lung cancer. If I hadn't grown up and started to pay attention to life and what it was trying to tell me, I can honestly tell you I would not be here right now. Once I realized that I'm okay, I'm made perfectly imperfect, and that's more than okay, everything has changed. I actually see life now. I really see it. I was able to see and enjoy Mom, and I'm grateful. So ask yourself the question, how do you feel about yourself? Do you love yourself? Or start with, do you like yourself? Start there. If you answered no, how would your perfectionism change if you could find a way to start feeling good about you? If you could realize that you are capable, that you are worthy, that you are in control, and the scale, the food, all those other things don't have value anymore. You are the value. What would that do for your life? I know what it's done for mine. I am free. I want all of us to be free together. Speaking of together, wow, look how smooth I am. Don't forget to find me at Larry's Losers 22 on Instagram, The Evolution of Larry on Facebook. Also, ask to join our exclusive, private, Larry's Losers VIP group, where our loser family has new and exciting ways to connect with each other and with me. If you are liking what you're hearing, don't forget to download, rate, and review this podcast. I have provided a link to my Venmo. Feel free to leave a gift or donation there to keep the loser vibe alive. So now, I leave you with some words of wisdom. Perfection is an illusion, and those who seek perfection will find themselves unfulfilled their whole lives. Always remember that perfection is the most paralyzing form of self-abuse. Let's stop fighting ourselves and start living. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. See you next time. Love you all.